Lawyers for Burma's pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi have presented their closing arguments today in their efforts to save the Nobel laureate from a possible 5-year prison term. The 64-year-old is charged with violating the terms of her house arrest by harboring an uninvited American man who swam to her lakeside home and stayed for 2 days. The trial has drawn condemnation from the international community and Suu Kyi's local supporters, who worry that the ruling military government has found an excuse to keep her behind bars through elections planned for next year. But Mark Farminer, the director of Burma Campaign UK, says the elections are not the government's main concern.
The key thing for the dictatorship is not the elections. They'll rig them. They've already guaranteed themselves 25% of the seats in parliament, and they'll make sure that their proxy parties are going to sort of grab most of the other seats. The NLD and other democracy activists, their leaders are all jailed. So they've got the elections themselves stitched up. But the really important thing for them is the constitution that comes in after the elections, a new constitution. This constitution legalizes their rule. It's an extraordinarily undemocratic constitution, which basically means that the generals, they'll change into suits, but they'll still be in power. The head of state has to be from the military. A political party that wins the elections has no automatic right even to form the government. And so it'll be the same people in charge, but they'll have, in their eyes, given their rule legitimacy. And they're hoping that will be enough to make the international community relax some of the pressure they're under.